South Mountain Creamery Morning News Express with Bob Miller on 930 WFMD.
It's the Morning News Express on WFMD. Now it's 836. Let's talk to County Councilman Kirby DeLauder, who I think, if I'm not mistaken, Councilman, were you on with Tim and Frank yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I heard you, and I heard Frank kind of rattle off the whole little dust-up between you and Kathy Avzali over apparently a robo-poll that you sent out. And I didn't get it, so I don't know who actually got this robo-poll. But, of course, obviously you have announced that you are running for county – have you really – yeah, you've announced that, right?
I've announced. I haven't formally – you know, signed up.
The paperwork.
But, you know, I'm going to do that before the deadline, but I just haven't done that.
When is the deadline for that?
February, I think, 27th or 8th, something like that.
Okay. And the other thing is that we all know that Kathy Avzali is no longer going to be running for state delegate, and the rumor is that she's going to be running for county county executive seat as well. I don't think she's filed either.
No, she hasn't.
Okay, so the dust up here between you two, what's going on with that?
Well, it's not really a dust up. I mean, I think it's been kind of made a little bit more than what, you know, is really to it. You know, she contacted me a week ago and just wanted to sit down and show me some information and try to sway me to step aside and not run. And, you know, she was very nice. She came to my house, and, you know, it was cordial. Everything was fine. It was no big deal. But, you know, I just looked at the information. I told her, I said, you know, I'll get back to you because, you know, let me just look it over and kind of get with my group here and find out what's what. And, you know, the more we looked into it, you know, she was kind of making comparisons to the last election between, you know, my results and her results as a delegate. And it just was apples and oranges, and I just didn't feel like it was accurate, you know, some of the stuff. So, that's all. I just said, you know, I'll keep plugging away here. And our team said, you know, we should probably just put a poll out with your, you know, questions of your record, you know, versus her record on voting and kind of see, get a feel for where people stand right now and kind of see maybe her poll's accurate, maybe it isn't, but let's find out. So that's what we did. And, you know, it was kind of night and day results on the polls. So that's what...
Well, the other thing especially when it comes to, and I would say, and no disrespect to either one of you, when it comes to both you and Kathy Avzali, both of you are somewhat polarizing figures when it comes to politics in your own political party. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't think I am in the Republican Party by a long shot.
Okay,
I'm not going to speak for her or her take on that, but I mean. You know, I don't think I'm polarizing the Republican Party. I think, you know, if a Democrat on the council brought something up I felt was in the best interest of the county, I'd support it. You know, absolutely I would. I don't think I'm polarizing at all. Right now, I just don't, you know, on a 4-3 vote in the council, we just don't really, you know, see eye to eye on things. And that's okay. That's what it's all about. I mean, if everybody agreed, somebody's not necessary. So.
All right, well, hang on a second. We got to take a little break. I think I heard your phone ringing, so that's a good thing. We'll take a break. We'll have more with Councilman Kirby DeLauder on the Morning News Express, Free Talk 930 WFMD. It's the Morning News Express. Let's continue our conversation with Councilman Kirby DeLauder, who was on the program yesterday with Tim and Frank about the issue between, and they called it in a sparring over a poll that you apparently put out looking at your record versus her record in the votes and which one might be a little bit more on a conservative side. I would say that and I'm not putting words into her mouth, but if you were to ask Kathy Avzali, she would say that she's probably one of the most conservative members down in Annapolis. Obviously, I'm thinking you're probably not agreeing with that statement.
Not really. You know, I'll leave it at that. I wouldn't agree with that. No.
Well, the thing I could ask Kathy this is that one of her, I think, issues that she will have, and maybe you can comment on it, was when she did run, there was definitely a divide of Republicans with her because she took sides with one group, but, you know, she stood with people who align themselves with Michael Huff and then kind of had a little bit of an issue with, you know, Chuck Jenkins and David Brinkley and, you know, that particular group. And so, you know, is that something that concerns you at all or not?
No, I'm just, you know, I'm going to run my race. I mean, I'm going to run on things that I feel are important to Frederick County. You know, I've got, you know, five or six main issues and probably another seven or eight that are kind of in the background that I want to focus on. And that's what I'm going to do. I mean, I'm not going to get into mudsling. I'm not going to get into all that. I'm going to stay focused on what I can do for Frederick County. If people want me in there, they'll vote me in. If they don't, I got a job. So, you know, but I'm more than willing to put my time and effort into it and do what's best for the counties. I don't think that's being done today. I really think, you know, the administration today, you know, the county executive is using, you know, power and authority to hurt people. And I just don't think that's right. I don't think you should ever do that. In government, I think you should always be, what can we do to help you out, and what can we do to make something better for somebody or for the county as a whole. And I put a plan together to build schools, you know, and it was shot down after one meeting. You know, that's not what's in best interest of Frederick County. I mean, I wouldn't, if a Democrat came up with a plan to build schools and I thought it was viable, I'd do it in a heartbeat, or I'd try to find a way to sit down with that person and work out the kinks. I got one meeting. That was it. So those are kind of things I thought, well, you know, I can fix that. I can run for office and make sure it happens on my own. I don't really need to rely on this county executive to do it. As I always said before, stop complaining, you know. Half the people don't care and the other half are glad you got the problem. So get up and do something about it, and that's what I'm doing.
Do you think that your name and your record would resonate with the southern part of Frederick County, with people in the Urbana area? Because if you're county executive, you've got to represent them as well. And they've got, you know, obviously a different mindset than maybe people up in the Thurmont area.
Yeah, you know, there's a different mindset. You're right about that. But, you know, I was elected countywide once before, so I don't think it's insurmountable to do that.
Well, we'll have to wait and see what happens. And when you had that meeting and Kathy Avzali said, hey, you know, don't run and I'll give you a position, did you say the same thing back? You don't run and I'll give you a position.
I mean, you know, again, she wasn't being, I think she was being sincere about it. She just said, look, if you step aside, I will guarantee you a position in my administration. And I said, well, you know, why would you do that? And she said, well, I don't know the county issues as well as you do, and I need your background. I need your insight. And my thought was, well, geez, I'll just cut out the middleman and I'll just run and win, and we don't have to worry about that. I don't need a job, okay? I don't need the money. I don't need the job. I'm doing this because I want to make a difference and try to make the county better. I just, you know, I don't need something else to do. And that was said before. It kind of sounds like, you know, she's looking for something to do. I'm looking to do something. There's a pretty good difference there, you know.
Councilman Kirby DeLon, appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day. It's the Morning News Express, 8:46.